Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, would you read together with me the title of our message, The Dance of Death. Based on Isaiah, the Old Testament reading for today, these two verses. Isaiah writes, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy milk and wine without money, without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And why do you labor for what does not satisfy?" This morning I invite you to follow along with the sermon outline. It's on your half-sheet insert as we consider our theme, The Dance of Death. In 1538, the dance of death made its way into the Bible. The printing press had just been invented, and now people could have a copy of the Bible for their very own before that time. For many centuries, Bibles were very precious, very few, painstakingly copied by hand by monks in monasteries. Maybe one church per city had a copy of the Bible, but after the printing press, people could have a copy of their very own. And so in 1538, in their printing of the Bible, the Treschel brothers of Germany included a famous artist's picture, a former wood carving, entitled The Dance of Death. In this picture, the artist Hans Holbein is pictured Adam and Eve after the fall of sin, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3. The Bible teaches us that with the fall of Adam and Eve into sin came death. Now look at the Adam and Eve slide upon our screen. Might be a little hard to note, but take a look. Glance at it for a moment. Notice behind or below where Eve is sitting with the child is an hourglass in the corner. Next to Adam tilling the field, you'll see a skeleton. Hang on to that picture. In Holbein's picture, Adam is tilling the ground and Eve is nursing her child. However, you can see death pictured as a skeleton tilling the ground right alongside Adam. And near Eve, you see, death is pictured again as an hourglass. It might be hard to see on the screen. As an hourglass filled with sand. And the sand is running out, declaring the limit and the end of our lives. Death is everywhere, says this picture. In our labors, in our families, we cannot escape death. It's just as curious in God's economy of things. And on the very day we give comfort to our sister in Christ, Carol, because of the death of her daddy, we have this sermon. This wood carving, this picture in one of the first printed Bibles declares death is everywhere. We're reminded of the truth of Ezekiel 18:4 that says, "The soul that sins shall surely die." Can we turn the slide off? This picture declares that sin is everywhere. It hounds our efforts. It measures our days. So we have to join in with the words of Isaiah, who said these words. "Why then do we spend our lives laboring for that which does not satisfy?" But in Holbein's picture, he was creatively appropriating a much larger painting, because in St. Mary's Church in Lübeck, Germany, there was a painting nearly 100 feet long, 30 meters wide. It weaves its way through the inside walls of the church building. It's a series of life-size panels, each panel beginning with a new letter of the alphabet. Each panel connected to the next one showed people in a dance with death. Death in the form of a skeleton is seen beckoning to people, "Come with me to the dance." Note the screen. the dance of death. Come, everybody, join with us in the dance of death. And this is only letter A of A through Z. Let's turn the slide off. In each panel, the artist shows a different person. Young and old, rich and poor, pope, emperor, and peasant. The message is clear. Death says, I have come to call everybody to the dance. Now, can you imagine gathering for worship every Sunday? The people of that congregation will be surrounded by figures calling folks to join in the dance of death. The message was clear. No matter who you are, you would never know when death might beckon you to come and join the dance. Wow. Now, I confessed earlier in the children's message, I'm not much of a dancer. And maybe some of you are. But I bet that no one here, even though you enjoy dancing, is eager to accept death's invitation to join him in his cruel dance. And although it took a long time for the dance of death illustration to make its way into the Bible, God's people throughout the ages have long heard the death's call. Isaiah's question for today is a question that has haunted all people since the fall of Adam and Eve until today. Listen to his question again. Isaiah says, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? Why do you labor your life long for that which does not satisfy? Translation, why do people spend their whole lives upon this earth working hard and earning money to buy things that are here today and gone tomorrow, that do not last, that do not bring real satisfaction? Why do we do that? Why? Because on our own, that's all that we're able to do. Because of our own sinful, fallen nature, we join Adam and Eve and everybody else in the world in the dance of death. From the glossy magazine ads that litter our lives, to the glossy billboards that litter the city streets we live in, to the glossy internet advertisements that litter our minds, our world is filled with merchants crying out to us, come and buy, join the dance, spend your money for that which does not ever satisfy. And why? Why? The world would tell us to hopelessly try to make the little bit of life that we have just a little bit better. Because in the end, nothing will last. Nothing will last. All will decay. We cannot take it with us. As a graphic but very humorous saying once said, you will never see a dead man's hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer to his plot in the cemetery. Death will finally whisper its invitation to each of us. Come and dance, and then all our earthly stuff will be useless. Do I have your attention? Have I got you depressed enough? Have you taken a dose of reality? And now, as Paul Harvey would say, comes the rest of the story. In contrast to the dance of death, the prophet Isaiah this morning brings voice to the Lord of life. Like death, the Lord's invitation is to everyone. Isaiah 55:1 says this, come, come everyone who is thirsty. Come to the waters and drink. No one is excluded. But unlike death, the Lord's invitation brings life. The life the Lord offers is rich. Verse 1 says, come buy wine and milk. Verse 2, come eat what is good. Delight in God's abundance. the life the Lord offers is also free. Isaiah says, come without money, come without price. The life that God offers fills the deepest needs of this life and the life everlasting to come. Verse 3, Isaiah writes, incline your ear, come to me, hear so that your souls may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. And my friends, this call, this invitation to life is nothing new. It's God's call of mercy for all sinners. It's the same call that God gave to Adam and Eve right away in the garden when they sinned and when they fell away from Him. In Genesis 3:9, we find that God in His mercy sought them out where they were hiding. They had sinned. They had rebelled against God. They had listened to the lies of the devil. They had therefore joined the dance of death. But God called out to them in mercy. Genesis 3:9 says, God said to them when they were hiding these words, where are you? That is, I know where you're at. I know what you have done. I love you still. My mercy and forgiveness is for you. The dance of death does not have the last word. And this call of God, this invitation to forgiveness and life and salvation is for all people. Why? Because as we hear in Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. But God's desire for all people is not the dance of death, but the dance of life. Isaiah told Israel of old the same thing. He told Israel, join me in giving this invitation to the dance of life to all people. Listen to the prophet. And all nations who do not know me shall run to you because of the Lord your God. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let him return to the Lord, and I will have mercy upon him. Isaiah issues a call, an invitation from the Lord of life. And the Lord of life triumphs over the dance of death. And my friends, this call and invitation has not just remained in the Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah. This call has taken on flesh in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because our Lord Jesus Christ has come. Look here. He has come to join in the dance of death. Jesus came to dance our dance of death. Jesus came to pay for our sins, to die our death as He died in our place. He danced with death on that rugged cross of Calvary. And make no mistake about it, the dance of death killed Him. But He rose. Oh, He rose from the grave of sin and death. He rose to thumb His nose at sin and death. He did not die. He arose. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And now God's people are invited to His dance of life and of life eternal. And we are all invited today to join the chorus of witnesses, inviting others to come and join the Lord's dance of life. Listen to the words of St. Paul in Acts 13. When he invited Jew and Gentile alike, when he invited people just like him and people who spoke a whole different language to the dance of life, listen to Paul's words in Acts 13. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham and those Gentiles who fear God, to you the word of salvation has been given. That God has raised up Jesus. He raised Him from the dead. And through Him is preached to you and to all the forgiveness of sins. And to him everyone who believes is justified. Can you hear Paul say, come to the dance? Everyone is invited. And listen again. As in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, St. John echoes this invitation to the dance. In this text, he says, the bride, that is the church, is to be giving out these invitations. Come to the dance. John wrote, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts and who desires, let him take to drink deeply of the waters of life freely. Did you get it? Here is the very reason the church exists. Here is the very reason God has placed the church in this sinful, fallen world. Here is the very reason God has established Trinity Lutheran Church in this community, in this sinful, dying world. Why? To invite all people to God's dance of life. My friends, our message is simple but powerful. Jesus, our Lord, has danced with death. And on the cross and from the tomb, he's emerged victorious over sin and death. And all that he has done for you and for all. My friends, Jesus is the Lord of the dance. I confess, I've been waiting all week to get to the last part of this sermon. There's a beautiful old Celtic song, a Celtic hymn that brings me back to my Irish roots. Why, Everett, there's controversy. Is it Irish or it's Scottish? We'll claim both. This song is entitled The Lord of the Dance. This catchy and upbeat tune transports you quickly to its Celtic roots. It makes you want to tap your toes and dance a jig. This unique hymn in it has our Lord Jesus speaking to us. Our Lord Jesus describes himself as the Lord of the dance. He is victorious over sin, death, and devil, and he invites us to join with him in the dance, to celebrate his victory. And why, even duffers like me who can't tell their left from their right in dancing can join with the Lord in this dance. Take a moment with you, will you? It'll take just a couple seconds for it to come on the screen, but note this music video, this delightful video, The Lord of the Dance. And after that, we will sing it together.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon, the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance then, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance, and he, I'll lead you all, wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, and he. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance, and they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, James and John, they came with me, and the dance went on. Dance then, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance, and he, I'll lead you all, whatever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, and he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me on high and left me there on a cross to die. Dance then, whatever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, and he. I'll lead you all, whatever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, and he. I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I'd gone, but I am the dancer, I still go on. Dance then, whatever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. I'll lead you all, whatever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. They cut me down and I left up high. I am the life of the devil, never die. I'll live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, and he. Dance then, whatever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, and he. And I'll lead you all, whatever you may be. And I'll lead you all of the dance, and he. Dance then, whatever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, and he. I lead you all, whatever you may be.
That is just utterly delightful. Now I'm going to invite you to join with me in singing just a portion of that old Celtic song. Have McCall's come forward to play the song. Would you stand with me and sing? The words we're going to sing are on the back of your half-sheet insert, on the back of the sermon outline. Rise with me and sing. And if you want to tap your toe or do a jig, it's up to you. The dance of death is over. Did you hear that? The dance of death is over. Our Lord Jesus has conquered death. All praise and honor and glory be to Him, the Lord of the dance of life. And even now, our brother in Christ, Dave Schick, is knowing the dance of life in Jesus' precious name. Dance! Amen.